Not half bad. Gilmore in, Crowell out. Nicholson replacing Barnheiser. 5:39 left of the break, 22-16 Northwestern.
That was really a mismatch based on just experience. Tyler Wall against Brian Barnheiser in that defense.
And here comes Chucky Hepburn through the center circle to front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn off the Gilmore screen. Chucky right foul line extended. Goes into Carter. Low on the left. Can't get free. Chucky's open. Three try left side. Nailed it. Inside out they go. Hepburn from Carter Gilmore. And it's 22-19 Northwestern. 5:20 left in the half. Bowie walks it to the front court for the Wildcats. Standing dribble high on the right. Throws to Barry. Right wing. Feeds Robbie Barron between the circles. Bounce pass to Bowie left side. And he got crowded and he got fouled. Getting in the cylinder was Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first. OU station ID will take it in the next moment or so. 5:08 left in the half. 22-19 Northwestern. Ty Berry, sideline left front court, will inbound. Berry looking, and he'll get it into Bowie, high on the right against Hepburn. Bowie on the dribble. Backpedals near the midstripe. Angles off to the left side, gives it up to Nicholson, hands off to Wadis. Poked away by Jordan Davis to get a foul on Jordan. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This team foul number five against Wisconsin. Northwestern has committed seven. 4:58 left in the half. Inbounds pass to Barry as the first personal on Jordan Davis. Bowie with it. Angles to the right wing. Hands off to Wadis, top of the circle. Operates against Carter Gilmore. Throw out the Bowie. Hard left-hand dribble in the lane. Stops. Puts it up. Blocked. And a whistle and a foul called inside. As they're going to get Tyler Wall with the foul. First on Wall. And free throws coming up for Northwestern. The first attempts of the night. Bowie is close to automatic when he gets there. 88% foul shooter.
It's just so tough to keep Bowie and Wadis out of the paint.
First free throw is good. We mentioned Northwestern in big overall, averaging 20 free throw attempts per game, even more so in conference play. 25 attempts per game they average. It's almost twice as many as Wisconsin. Marcus Ilver in there for the Badgers now. Bowie hit the first free throw, second on the way, and it's good. 24-19 Northwestern. It's Ilver, Hepburn, Davis, Asijan, and Gilmore on the floor for the Badgers. 4:40 left in the first half. Jordan Davis, hard hedge on the screen, throws it to Ilver between the arcs. A handoff to Hepburn, flips to Gilmore out high. Carter Gilmore, couple of dribbles. Gives it up to Asijan, trying to split two defenders. Knocked away, got it back, sends to Davis, flips a three left side. Too long, no good. Rebound into the hands of Northwestern and Boo Booey. 4:18 left in the half, 24-19. Northwestern leads Wisconsin. And Boo Bowie walks it through the center circle. Tyler Wall ready to check back in for the Badgers. Coming up on the under four media timeout as well. Wadis right side left open, tries a three, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. 4:02 left in the half. Badgers down five. Tyler Wall will come in for Jordan Davis.
Wisconsin's really struggled to get in its offense with the extended defense on the part of the Wildcats.
Yeah, great guard talking about that. Their ball pressure, they're aggressive on ball screens, seeing that. Although Northwestern, we talked about their overall defensive numbers, not nearly as good in the Big Ten. Here's Chucky driving left of the lane. Layup attempt rejected by Robbie Barron. And up the floor comes Ty Berry. Sends it back out to Boo Bowie. And Northwestern will be methodical in the half-court offense. Bowie out front. High screen Nicholson. Good hedge. Well, it was a good idea on the hedge from Wall, but Tyler is called for the foul. Got too aggressive on the hedge. We will sit out the rest of the half as we come to the under four media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lotta Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:36 left in the first half. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 19. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021.
Trust in a Bank has been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today, U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. 3:36 left in the first half. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 19.
Cats are averaging about five block shots per game. Chucky Hepburn thought he had a layup, but he was almost to the rim when Barron swooped in and swatted away his shot. They do that very well, effectively, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They get a lot of steals, almost nine a game. You mentioned Chase Audige, he alone averaging nearly three. But it's interesting, their overall numbers are really good, but in the Big Ten, field goal defense is 11th in the conference. 1-1 for Boo Booey. He hits the front end. One more coming. 25-19, the Wildcats. They have led by as many as eight. 5-19, the Wildcats. They have led by as many as eight.
Bowie had an interesting line in their win over Illinois. He was 2 of 13 from the field, but 11 of 12 from the free throw line.
Hits both free throws here. He's 4 of 4 in the first half of the foul line. 26-19, Northwestern, with 3.5 minutes left of the break. Andrews just 36% from the floor, 8 out of 22. Hepburn on the dribble high on the left. Covered up by Bowie. Scoops it to Ilver. Sends it out to Asijan against Robbie Barron. And Connor will hand off to Hepburn with 10 on the shot clock. Barron gets Hepburn on the switch. Ball screen crowd. Hepburn kills the dribble. Hands off to Asijan. Four to shoot. Connor hoists one up near the left sideline. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to Ty Berry. Connor had to get a shot away with that shot clock winding down. And again, the Badgers just unable to get into any kind of a flow offensively. Chase Audige against Marcus Silver. A bounce to Bowie left of the circle. A screen from Nicholson. Chucky won by Crow. Not much Steven could do in that instance as Crow picks up his second foul. Remember, Wall picked up his second going into the media timeouts. Tyler on the bench, and now a decision to be made with Crow. Matthew Nicholson at the free throw line, where it has been a massive struggle for him when he has been to the line. Just 45%. So far this season. Carter Gilmore set to check back in for Wisconsin. First free throw is good for Nicholson.
And he's given him pretty good overall play, especially in light of the departures of both Ryan Young and Pete Nance. More is expected out of Nicholson this year, coming off a career high, 13 points against Michigan.
Yeah, that Nance-Young combo, they combined for better than 23 points and nearly 11 rebounds a game. Nance with North Carolina, Ryan Young with Duke. Second free throw coming up for Nicholson. That is in and out, no good. Trying to back tap was Barron, but went over the back to do so. And that's going to be his second. And over the back to do so. And that's going to be his second foul. And to the other end we go for the 1-1. 27-19 Northwestern with 2:45 left in the first half.
Badgers have had a couple of scoring droughts in this half. The most recent one, this one, is 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Carter Gilmore will be at the line for a 1-1. Not many attempts for Carter. And just 3 of 11 when
he gets there. Junior out of Heartland, Wisconsin. And the front end is on the way and straight through for Carter Gilmore.
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery to anyone who watched Carter Gilmore in high school why he struggled so much at the free throw line. And you pointed out, he's not gotten
not many
attempts.
Yeah.
But everybody who saw him then knew he's about a 75% shooter from the stripe as a prep.
And he hits them both here for his first points of the night, 27-21 Northwestern. Wilson was in high school, but there's really nothing wrong with his free throw stroke either. But less than 50% coming into this game. Here's Chase Audige. Inside feed. Nicholson low on the left and trying to root him out of there was Jordan Davis. And he got called for his second foul. So a little storyline developing and an uncomfortable one for Wisconsin with players into some foul trouble. Crowell with two, Wall with two. They're on the bench. Davis still out there at the moment with two fouls.
Adige puts so much pressure on a defense with his ability to get downhill off the dribble.
And they work that screen and roll. Matthew Nicholson back at the foul line. Free throw on the way, and it's good. One more coming for Nicholson. 28-21 the Wildcats, 2:31 left in the first half. Nicholson with 4 points, averages 6.5 a game, like number of rebounds. And he hits them both. So he's 3 out of 4. And he hits them both. So he's 3 out of 4 at the line of the first half. 29-21 Northwestern. 2:30 left till halftime. Hepburn to the front court. Chucky against Boo Booey. A pass for Jordan Davis. Bounces to Gilmore out between the circles. Gilmore picked up by Nicholson. Carter on the dribble. Left of the lane. Now Audige on the switch. Gilmore feeds Ilver high on the left. Ilver with 10 to shoot. Ilver against Nicholson. Marcus trying to operate on the 7-footer. Left of the lane. Stops at the block. Draws the double. Gets it out of there to Hepburn. Snaps off a three. Right side. Good. Hepburn from Ilver. 29-24 Northwestern with a minute 55 left in the first half.
That was some fine play by Marcus Ilver to get out of that double team and find the open man.
Hepburn with a couple of three-point hits in his first half. Boo Booey outside left against Ilver. Marcus trying to dig in. Booey clearing out a little space. They go 1-4 flat. Shot clock is at 10. Booey, the drive on Ilver. Right lane line goes up and in and one. Boo Booey saw the matchup he liked and went to work. And he'll go to the free throw line, lead back to 7 for the Wildcats.
Booey and Audige are wearing out a path on that right lane line with their drives to the rim.
Marcus Ilver with his second foul. And Booey, he was 4 of 4 at the foul line. Trying to turn this into a three-point play, and he does. And the lead's right back to 8, 32-24 Northwestern, 1:35 left in the half. Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Throwing to Carter Gilmore along the right sideline. Gives it up to Ilver between the circles. Leaves it for Hepburn up top. Hepburn a pass to Connor Resegian. And tried to step back. Knocked away Barnheiser. Resegian to the floor. Lost it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Resegian. Turnover number 4 for the Badgers.
There have been times during his freshman season.
The good thing about him is he doesn't let it fluster him. As the game goes along, he can often catch a rhythm. Ilver and Asijan come out. Tyler Wall back in. Isaac Lindsay is in. The Red Guard will trust that Wall can avoid that third foul with a minute 18 left in the first half. 32-24 Northwestern. To the Wildcats, you figure they'd go to work on him. Here's Booey up top. The screen from Barnheiser. And now off of Nicholson's screen, an offensive foul, illegal screen called on Matthew Nicholson. Got that knee out there, and that's the first on Nicholson. Team control non-shooting. 1:10 left in the half, 32-24 the Wildcats. Hepburn angles it right to left of the front court, throwing to Isaac Lindsay, ball screen from Wall. Lindsay against Brooks Barnheiser. A pass for Carter Gilmore at the left point. He'll flip it to Hepburn, edge of the center circle. 15 to shoot, 56 to play in the half. Hepburn, the center circle. 15 to shoot, 56 to play in the half. Hepburn on the dribble left of the lane. Ty Berry with a tight defense. Chucky trying to back him down. Hepburn baseline left, 6 to shoot. Lindsay high on the left, 4 to shoot. Lindsay left elbow, off balance shot. Well short. Davis tried to keep it alive, couldn't. And it's a shot clock violation. As again, the Badgers having all kinds of trouble getting into the offense, and now the use it or lose it timeout taken by Northwestern. 41.2 seconds left in the half. 32-24, Northwestern leads Wisconsin.
That was a defensive clinic for that one possession by Northwestern. My goodness, I thought Hepburn had a chance for that short corner fade or step back, but he couldn't get it off. Just couldn't get it off.
Badgers just 9 of 25 from the field, 4 of 11 from the arc. Northwestern 11 of 26, and 8 of 9 from the foul line.
One thing you've seen here in this half, too, the bench had a lot of trouble just reversing the ball. It gets stuck on one side of the floor, and the defense just pounces.
I think Greg Gard was saying the pregame show, it's, you know, some of the concepts, and you see, you know, Purdue over the years with that on-ball pressure. And Chris Collins has the bodies to execute that on the defensive end. See if the Badgers can kind of keep this in single digits. Northwestern has the ball up 8 with 41.2 left in the half. Wall, Hepburn, Lindsey, Gilmore, and Davis out there for Wisconsin. Barnheiser inbounds to Boo Booey. Ty Berry, Chase Audige, Matthew Nicholson round out the five. Booey walks it through the midcourt logo. Uncontested dribble, 30 to play, 19 to shoot. Hepburn at the top of the three-point line. Boo Booey in the center circle. Now starts it in motion. Feeds Nicholson, 10 to shoot. Nicholson across the top of the arc. Hands off to Audige. Pulled by Lindsey. 13 seconds left in the half. Here comes Chucky. A lead feed to Davis. Jordan. Greg Gard wants a timeout, and he'll get it with 7.8 left in the half. He had to yell for it multiple times, you may have heard. 7.8 left in the half. 32-24 Northwestern.
Well, Greg Gard could see that the ball again was stuck on one side of the floor, and it didn't look promising in terms of time and place for what Wisconsin was trying to at least get a good percentage shot off before the end of the first half. So now they at least get to talk about it and set something up.
And Greg Gard, you've been mentioned this many times, he is masterful at drawing things up for the ATOs, as they call it, after timeouts. And you see if they can draw up something here to get a good look with 7.8 left in the first half. 32-24, Northwestern leading Wisconsin.
Might be able to manage a good look, but you still have to make a few shots. Badgers shooting only 36% in this half. Shooting only 36% in this half.
Hepburn, Davis, Wall, Asijan, and Gilmore, the five on the floor. See if they can get something for Connor here. He has just 2 points. Strong take. Missed his 2 3-point attempts. Davis sideline right, inbounds to Hepburn. Chucky between the circles with 5 seconds. Hepburn left of the lane, runs it out to Wall, tries a three, left corner, off the rim, no good. Tipped up, Gilmore got it at the buzzer. Connor Gilmore with the tip-in, reaching over Roy Dixon. Big size advantage for Carter Dixon, just 5'11". Boy, circled a moment, a big tip for Gilmore, and the Badgers will go into the locker room down just 6. They are looking at the monitor to make sure that basket will count. And it will. The bucket is good for Gilmore as we hit halftime here in Evanston. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime at Welch Ryan Arena. Northwestern 32, Wisconsin 26. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Halftime in Evanston. Northwestern has led most of the way. It leads by 6 at the half. Wildcats 32, Wisconsin 26. Boo Booey and Chase Audige each with 9 points to lead the Wildcats. Julian Roper and Matthew Nicholson, 5 points apiece, and 2 apiece for Brooks Barnheiser and Ty Berry. Jordan Davis leads Wisconsin with 7 points. They came early. Chucky Hepburn with 6. Carter Gilmore with 4. Kamari McGee with 3. 2 apiece for Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, and Connor Asijan. At the half, Northwestern 32, Wisconsin 26. Stay with us, Mike Ball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. American Standard offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From faucets and showerheads to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Relax and unwind with a new Whirlpool from Elger. The 10-jack corner massage bathtub offers a spa-like feel. Plus, get a free inline heater with the purchase of any Elger Whirlpool after rebate. Good through February 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. Do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts stores is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of their transactions. When you shop at your neighborhood Bumper to Bumper, you are assured of quality parts and service and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop there. Find out more and try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com because service is the difference. We get it.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Welch Ryan Arena in Evanston, Illinois, where at halftime Northwestern leads Wisconsin 32-26. Marcus Over played a little over 3 minutes in the first half. Spoke with associate head coach Joe Krabanoff. I asked him about Ilver's potential.
The potential's definitely there, but that's just a word for you're not there yet. He's got it all. I mean, that's what we saw on film when we couldn't actually see him in the recruiting process was, oh, this guy really looks like a high-level skilled player. He can shoot it, he can handle it, he can pass it. In practice, when he's playing freely and of open mind, he can really make plays on the offensive end of the floor from all different angles, from three driving into the hoop, posting up, and get to the free throw line. He's a good passer. Now it's just when bullets are flying and the game's moving fast and physical, can that translate? And I think we're starting to see that bit piece by piece for him, and that's fun to see. But he understands the process. He's very, very smart kid. He understands. So when we talk to him about the evolution of a Tyler Wall and other guys who've similar, you know, gone through it, he knows it's going to take time, and he's bought into that, and that's important.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA. It's coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
When you set up a savings goal with US Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the US Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. US Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Northwestern leads Wisconsin 32-26 at halftime. Wisconsin's Chris Hodges grew up not far from here, from Welch Ryan Arena. He grew up in Schaumburg, Illinois. I talked with Joe Krabenhoff and asked him about where Hodges' development stands.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been everybody's process goes at its own pace. You know, people forget that Frank Kaminsky's process was about as slow as it gets, right? And I'm not using that name with Chris. That's not fair to either one of them. But everybody's process is going to be different. And Chris's has been slow, but growth has been substantial. And I think we saw that against Michigan State, for him to go in there and make a move like that and be confident and know what's coming on the defensive end of the floor is growth, and that's what you want to see. And his heart and mind is in the right place. You never question that. And as long as you got that, you know, I think we'll continue to see growth.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Northwestern leads Wisconsin at the half, 32-26. Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers just 10 of 27 from the field, 37%, 4 of 12 from the arc, 2 of 3 at the foul line. Northwestern almost 41% from the field, 11 of 27, 2 of 7 from long range, but 8 of 9 at the foul line. The Cats a plus 3 on the glass. Second chance points, though, belonging to Wisconsin at 4-2. Paint points to Northwestern at 12-2. Paint points Northwestern over Wisconsin. The Wildcats, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, 7 dimes, 5 miscues for Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Northwestern 32, Wisconsin 26. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We get ready for the second half, 32-26. Northwestern leads Wisconsin. Mentioned that individual scoring. Jordan Davis with 7 points to lead the way. Mike Tyler or Stephen Crowell, only 3 shot attempts in the first half. They're doubling the post. Wisconsin expected that, and they're doing it really well. The ball pressure, they're making it really tough for Wisconsin to get into much offensively.
Wall, Crowell, and Hepburn have combined for 10 points. Crowell and Wall are 2 of 6 from the field. You look at the role players, the complementary players, McGee, Davis, and Gilmore have combined for 14. So they've gotten a little spark off their bench, and from Jordan Davis, who scored 7 consecutive points early in the game. Now they've got to get their key players, Crowell and Wall, going. And you mentioned how tough they are defensively. What are they, number 2 in the nation as far as their percentage against the 2-pointer? They made it tough on everybody scoring inside the arc.
Yeah, about 41% 2-point field goal percentage defense. That is just outstanding. But Stephen Crowell, over the last 7 games, has been all about the second half, averaging better than 13 points in the second half in that stretch, as opposed to 4 in the first half. He had 2 in the first half tonight. Badgers have the first possession. We'll move to our left as we view it, right by the Wisconsin bench along the scores table. 6-point lead for the Wildcats.
Bowie and Audis exactly what we thought they are. They are again here in this game, both with 9 points.
Second half underway as Chucky Hepburn starts the offense. Hands off to Jordan Davis. Right sideline goes into wall. Mid post right. Single coverage Nicholson. A little dig from Audige. Backing his wall. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Kissed it off the window. And the Badgers get a quick bucket to open the second half. 32-28. Northwestern, as they kept it pretty much single coverage there. They had a little dig from Audige, otherwise it was Nicholson. And with the ball is Ty Berry, high on the right. Cats move to our right in the second half. Nicholson left of the circle, gives off to Boo Booey against Hepburn. Booey right lane line, stops, pivots, fades, flips, missed it short. Connor is sieging the rebound for Wisconsin. Opening minutes, second half, 32-28 Northwestern. Hepburn goes to Davis. He'll give it up to a siege in between the circles. Darts at the wall, high on the left. Wall against Robbie Barron. Now it's a Sejan at the top. Goes into Crow. Big Steve, mid-post right, draws the double. Barron and Nicholson, a bounce out to Davis. Rotates to a Sejan. The three, left corner, book it. Great ball movement out of the double team, and the Badgers are within one, 32-31 Northwestern. A minute and five gone, second half. Bowie to the front court for the Wildcats. Hands off to Ty Berry. Gives it to Audige between the arcs. Audige gets the screen from Nicholson. Audige in the lane. Floats it up right hand. Danced off the rim. No good. Rebound. Crow with a tap to Hepburn. Here comes Chucky. Badgers go for the lead. Hepburn on the glide front court. Leads it for Davis now. A siege in right corner three. Too long. No good. Barron the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Wall.
I know nothing about shooting, but I saw he didn't have his feet set. Yep, that was, yep. Didn't have a chance, right?
Yep. Do it right on the release. Not a bad idea, though, right? Barnheiser in, Barron out. Minute 29 gone, second half. 32-31 Northwestern. And here comes Boo Booey for the Wildcats. He and Audige, 9 points apiece in the first 20 minutes. Booey throwing to Audige, high on the left. Lisa for Brooks Barnheiser. A pass for Nicholson at the top. Rotates to Berry at the right point. Berry picked up by Connor Resegian. Feeds Booey. Bowie off the Nicholson ball screen, dribble handoff, Audige, and a whistle as Bowie's sent to the floor. A foul is called, as this will go against Jordan Davis. There will be three on Jordan, so he is the first Badger to pick up that third foul. We have Wall with two, Crow with two. Badgers saw the replay up on the board, and I'll just say they're not very happy. But foul number three on Jordan. With the ball is Boo Booey. Right wing against Hepburn. Booey on the dribble to the corner, being bothered by Hepburn. Left hand toss to Barnheiser, drives on Wall, in the lane, goes up, no good. Rebound, Crow. Good defense from Tyler Wall. Remember, he's playing with two. Took a risk, it worked out. Wall on the dribble, finds Crow at the top. As the Badgers now go into the offense. Crow with a handoff to Hepburn, top of the circle. Bobs off the Crow screen. A throw to Wall, top side. Looking inside, nothing available. Now Jordan Davis, right side, gets the angle, shovels it into Crow, 10 to shoot. Crow backing, draws the double, turns baseline. Crow trying to get it out of there, does to Hepburn. Deep three, right side. Badgers take the lead. Chucky Hepburn sticks his third triple of the game. 34-32, Wisconsin. Chris Collins wants a timeout, and he'll get it. As the Badgers on an 8-point run to begin the second half, and this will be a full timeout. College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 17-22 remaining. Wisconsin 34, Northwestern 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 21. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, high of 29. Overcast tomorrow night, lows around 21. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 20s. Chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
17-22 remaining in Evanston. Wisconsin 34, Northwestern 32. The Badgers have scored the first 8 points of the second half. Chase Audie, sideline right, inbounds to Hugh Nicholson. He'll give it up to Brooks Barnheiser, left of the circle. Now to Bowie for three straight away, and it's good. Boy, the three-pointers have been a real struggle for Bowie this season. 27% coming into the game, but he hits one here, and the Wildcats get the lead back 35-34. Jordan Davis throwing to a Sejan out high. Adiz, the defense. Now it's Crowell, top of the arc. Crowell against Nicholson. Steven on the dribble to the right wing. Goes inside the wall, and he got fouled inside by Adiz. As Tyler able to post him up, and Chase Adiz picks up his second foul.
Early in the second half, Ben just moving the ball more quickly than they did in the first half.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. 3:03 gone by, second half, 35-34 Northwestern. Hepburn throws it to Crowell, back to Chucky on the right wing. He'll take the three, and it's no good short. Nicholson the rebound for Northwestern. Outlet to Boo Booey, who will walk it across on the left side. Sets the floor for the Wildcats. Chase Audij throwing to Nicholson, top of the circle. Nicholson a handoff to Bowie. Bowie checked by Hepburn, finds a curling tie. Berry slips and threw it away into the hands of Jordan Davis, and Berry is down and hurt. Davis throwing to a Sejan and throwing to Hepburn. Left corner three is off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound, and now play is stopped as Ty Berry will need some attention. When that happens, when the player is out of harm's way, you don't stop the flow of the play, but then after the offensive rebound, then you're able to stop play. So Ty Berry getting some attention, and we will have the under 16 timeout. We're not quite at under 16, but this will be a full timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16-24 remaining, Northwestern 35, Wisconsin 34. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR. 7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Now with a feed for Tyler Wall on the left wing. Nicholson defending. Now Barnheiser on the switch. A bounce into Crow. He got fouled by Nicholson. That'll be his second. Ty Berry hurt on a driver. He slipped. And that was the last stoppage.
Also keep in mind, in the first half, Julian Roper was injured on our end of the floor.
Yep. Titus Verhoeven coming in for Nicholson. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound for Wisconsin. Into Connor, flips a three, left corner, good. Another three-point hit for Connor Esegin, and the Badgers lead 37-35 with 16:05 remaining. Yeah, the Wildcats down a couple of guards. He's going to be playing a little bit bigger right now. With the ball is Verhoeven, right of the circle, and his handoff intended for Boo Boo. He picked off by Chucky down the lane to the rim, slam dunk, Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn with the steal and the flush, and the Badgers lead by four with 15:42 remaining. And this represents the biggest lead of the night for Wisconsin. 39-35, the Badgers. Boo Booey with a bounce for Robbie Barron. Now Booey has it again. Drives on Hepburn. Draw and kick. Barron catches for three. Left corner, and he sticks it. Robbie Barron's first points of the night. He averages nearly 10 per game. 39-38, Wisconsin. 15:18 remaining. Esegin high on the left, bounce pass Hepburn, left of the lane against Bowie, quick turn to the baseline, doubled by Verhoeven. Chucky retreats, and he gets fouled as Hepburn sent to the floor. His business picking up here as Titus Verhoeven has just been hit with his fourth foul. Carter Gilmore to come in for Wisconsin. Matthew Nicholson will check in for Northwestern.
Would you agree, Matt, Robbie Barron is one of the more improved players in this league?
Yep, career highs this year, points and rebounds. Did not score in the first half. Jordan Davis, sideline left, inbounds to Hepburn. Badgers up one, and with the ball, not quite 5 minutes gone, second half. Gilmore again on the double. Wall retreats to the left wing. Little crossover, baseline left. Wall splits two defenders and gets fouled. Oh, the handles of Tyler Wall going to work inside, and he draws the foul on Nicholson. That's his third.
All that training as a guard in his youth days pays off.
Tyler Wall will step to the foul line. The Badgers were 2 of 3 in the first half. Wall with 4 points in the game. Tyler started the season well at the foul line, and it has fallen off of late. First free throw, nothing but net for Wall. And now Nick Martinelli will come in for Northwestern. This is the eighth game he's appeared in. Chris Collins running out of available bodies here. Martinelli, 6'7", freshman out of Glenview, Illinois. He is in for Nicholson. And the Roper, Mike reminded us, went down in the first half. Julian Roper then tied.
goal, back rim, no. Rebound buoy for Northwestern. 11:40 remaining, 46-45, Northwestern leads Wisconsin. As Bowie walks it across for the Wildcats. As he'll set the floor. Throwing to Barnheiser, high on the left. The screen from Barron. Barnheiser for three, left of the circle, short, no good. Offensive rebound, Martinelli, and he gets fouled. It will go against Isaac Lindsay of Wisconsin. And we have a break in the action here at Welsh Ryan Arena. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:24 remaining, Northwestern 46, Wisconsin 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about
we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 11:24 to play, Northwestern 46, Wisconsin 45.
You get the feeling that this game's going to come down to free throws and 50-50s. Northwestern's won the last two loose balls on the floor. One resulted in a basket by Barron, the other one in which Lindsay picked up the foul scrambling for the loose ball. That's what it comes down to very often in this league, more so than many other conferences.
It comes down to free throws. That's definite advantage to Northwestern for the season and certainly tonight. Wildcats 10 of 11 at the foul line. The Badgers 3 of 5. Western with a couple of impressive road wins this season at Michigan State and at Indiana. Matter of fact, when they lost at Michigan, that was their first road loss of the season. Boo Booey will inbound. Kamari McGee back in there for Wisconsin. Out there with the Sejan, Crowell, Davis, and Wall. Booey looking, looking. Nothing inside. Gets it to Barron. Back to Booey against McGee right wing. Now Wall on the switch. Booey throws to Adi. Squares up. Tries a three. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Barnheiser. Two Badgers to the floor. Crowell and Asijan. Now Booey penetrates. Right lane line. Pivots. Throws it up and in off the glass. Well, he can ad lib with the best of them. Boo Booey. 48-45 Northwestern. 11 minutes remaining. Tyler Wall high on the left, throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. A quiet night for Crowell so far. Jordan Davis at the top. He's a cutting Asijan. Connor, right lane line, darts at the Wall. Left corner three in the air. Good. Tyler Wall with a triple. We're tied at 48, 10:42 remaining. Well, three-pointers keeping Wisconsin very much in this thing. They are 9 of 23 tonight, 5 of 11 in the second half. 10.5 minutes to play in a tie game. Here's Audige right lane line. He got crowded. He got fouled by Kamari McGee. That'll be team foul number 5. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
10 minutes, 28 seconds to play. Badgers and Northwestern tied at 48.
And it's noteworthy, Ty Berry is back on the floor for the Wildcats.
He's hurt on a drive early in this second half. Bowie, baseline right, inbounds to Wadige. He'll catch right corner. Wadige with a bounce to Bowie. Shadowed by Kamari McGee. Bowie at midcourt. High screen, Nicholson. Bowie will work to the right side off the screen. Right lane line, the lob into Nicholson. Catches low on the left. And a pass is taken away by Wall. He got fouled by Wadige. Boy, Northwestern looked like it had exactly what it wanted. Nicholson against McGee. Then the help came, and then the turnover happened.
Give credit to McGee for just battling and fighting down low, too.
Chase Wadige with his third foul. 10-12 to play. Still tied at 48. Here's Kamari McGee to the front court. Going to Jordan Davis high on the right. Now Crowell, right wing. Crowell, couple of dribbles. Kills the dribble. Gives off the wall, finds a cutting McGee. Low on the right, goes up, got it, count it, and a foul. Let's see if they count it. Badgers trying to get the and one. Berry called for the foul. The officials will talk about it. And no signal yet. This crew looking it over here. Let's see if it was before the shot. And it was before the shot. Greg Gard trying to campaign for the and one. He won't get that with 9:57 remaining. Boo Booey with the foul. That is his first. So non-shooting. And Kamari McGee will inbound. Baseline right. And there's now Chris Collins. It's the officials over. They call the foul on Ty Berry. Check that.